I'm Helen Colbert. I also grew up in Somerville and attended an all-white school. I remember no person of another culture, or except the Italian, not culture, in nationality, Italians and Irish. I do remember growing up, there was one section up by the square where we used to go shopping that my father always said, don't go down that street. And as I grew older, I came to realize that was one street that had all black people on it. And the older I get, I think I grew up in a kind of racist family, because that was said to me many times, I have to say. They were great people, but racism wasn't around. Racism wasn't addressed those times. In my teaching experience, I have to say I was in probably four schools before I had anyone of color. And in one, I had three children. I went to another school, and I had one child. And then I wasn't here for the desegregation. I was out of state in New Mexico. But after my New Mexico experience, I also had experiences in Alabama and Mississippi. And that's where I saw outright racism in the town, in so many other places. I remember one day being in the bank, waiting for it to reopen after lunch, and there were three elderly black women in front of me, and I was behind them. And this white woman came in, who happened to be the postmistress, and she went in front of those women, and she said, I have to go to work. And I said, I have to go to work too. And they were here first. But she totally ignored me. And it was just in Alabama where I was, it was a very small town, but it was very marked in areas. And I have to say I learned so much about the struggle. The sheriff was the first black person to vote in my county. He was part of the Edmund Pettus March. And it was all people of the civil rights era that I was meeting with in committees and things like that. So I understand perfectly what the racism is in the country. I don't have the experience from Boston, for which I am sad, but that was my life.